Jake Hunter has had an incredible career across multiple fields, and he's just getting started. As an actor, writer, and producer, he's won an Emmy for his work on TV series The Bay, acted alongside legends like Robert De Niro and Morgan Freeman, created and starred in his own Amazon crime series, Class Act, and amassed a multi-million person following creating content on TikTok. But his journey didn't come easy. Jake originally planned on following a career in baseball, but after several injuries, was forced to change careers. His path to success included many auditions, lots of side jobs, and even a period living in his car to make ends meet. Jake joined 10 Minute Talks to share his advice on how to pivot, stay resilient, and follow your dreams despite obstacles along the way. This is our conversation. I was reading your bio and your path is so interesting to me.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. One of the things I love is how you had to pivot because you were playing baseball and then you had an injury and you had to switch to a different career entirely. What was it like for you to come to terms with that, and how did you handle that pivot?
I didn't even have enough time to really think about it, to be honest with you, because I tell this story a lot, but I was trying out as like a last go of it, an open tryout for the Philadelphia Phillies. Like anyone could go. It was very, very loose. And I drove like 8 hours from upstate New York to Philly to go to this tryout. And I showed up and they called it because of rain. They said it was canceled. After I got there. So that was kind of like my last go of it. And then I went to a diner nearby and some guy came up to me and gave me his card. I thought it was super weird. Did not know what was going on. As I was sitting there for a few minutes contemplating my life over pancakes. he said they were having an open call for this agency called Wilhelmina like today or whatever. And I had nothing else going on, so I just went, and I felt so out of place, and like I just wanted to run. And I read a Reese's PC script for them, I'm pretty sure I was just god awful. then they called me the next day and said that they would want to sign me, and that's kind of like how it was that quick of a transition, I would say, pretty much. For me.
Did it feel like a natural transition for you when you pivoted into modeling and then into acting, or was it difficult to transfer your skill set over?
No, I mean, they put me right into acting classes. So for me, I just looked at it as like print. I wasn't looking at it as like modeling, if that makes sense. It's just like another part of, you know, what we're doing. So I was immediately in like UCB classes. They were trying to break. My first ever acting teacher from New York, who they put me in class with, came into the clubhouse room and found me.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I know. I hadn't talked to her in like 5 years. And she's crazy. Yeah, I remember Jake. Like, she's like, yeah, I brought her up. And I don't know. It was crazy. So, yeah, there was no period of like, it all was like very smooth, to be honest with you. In terms of from that. Yeah. And I look at it too, is like playing baseball is an art of performing as well. You know what I mean? Even though I just had to open my mouth now. That was, I now had to talk. So yeah. It's a little bit of a different beast, but yeah.
Yeah, totally. That's awesome. I have such a huge respect for your work ethic because you've been thrown so many curveballs, from leaving baseball to starting a new career path a little bit later on, and then moving to LA. You even lived in your car for a bit. How did you manage that period of time, that transition, while still having the ability to chase your dreams and the desire to do that?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm pretty lucky, to be honest with you. I was able to have zero responsibilities, be out living in California, be going after a dream of mine, a new dream, a dream for about 2 minutes, that was at the time. I was as free as I could ever ask to be, which is actually pretty cool. So that's how I look. I think everything's just about perspective, and I was able to go and do what I want at a time where I could do what I wanted to do. So I actually think of it as being pretty lucky.
That's an awesome perspective. During that time when you were living in your car and you were kind of balancing a bunch of different side jobs and not acting, not in the entertainment industry full time, was there ever a period of second guessing or wondering if you should go back home?
No, I said I need one break. Since the beginning, like I saw so many actors in my head that were big off one show or something like that. And I'm like, I just need one break. That's it. And so that's just what I told myself. And I just knew, I was like, I'm just going to outwork everybody and I'm going to get that one break and that's it. And so, yeah, there was no, I mean, sure, there were some, like, after an audition, I bombed or something like that. And I come out of there, mm-hmm. I'm a baseball player. What am I doing? You know what I mean? There's some stuff like that. But through the ups and the downs overall, I knew that I just had to get one break.
What were kind of the tangible things that gave you the strength to keep going?
I mean, I had this work ethic since I was a little kid with baseball. Like when I was a little kid, I literally would get up before school. I would hit after school. I would go and play some more. Like, I don't know where it came from, like, but I always had this need to validate myself. I think it was, I don't know what it was, but I just always needed to. So I had to work extra hard when I was, even to play college baseball, I had to work that much harder to do it. So I've always, I just said, I'm going to outwork everybody. And I knew that I could do it. And I take steps every single day. Even today, I'm breaking it down a new scene like every single day. I haven't missed in like 6 years. I still do it to this day. I break down a new scene every single day. It doesn't matter if I'm traveling 11 hours to go like to Europe or whatever. I find time to break down a scene every day, to go to the gym every day. I eat on my diet every day. It's like everything is so disciplined still. I'm meditating every day. Like I'm finding a lot more balance now, but I'm super disciplined with everything I do.
You talked about just needing that one break. What did that look like for you and how did that get you from where you were to where you are now?
It wasn't just like one. I thought it was just one break. It was like a bunch of weird windy breaks, I guess. I don't know how else to explain it, but yeah, I would say definitely first the Emmy was like a thing that I thought would really, really do it for me. That's how I say, that's ego talking. But like in my ego set, I did it, you know, I got to bring my mom with me to the Emmys. And after, like, I just thought that my ego told me I did it. And after the dust settled, like, I felt exactly the same. And then TikTok, when I got a million followers on TikTok, it was the same thing. I did it. And then it's the same. So I'm kind of learning that these external goals aren't really it, if that makes sense for me, at least. So I don't know what making it even is. I don't even know what that big break even is necessarily anymore. But I'm just continuing to look at it more as like a game. Have fun with it and just kind of see where it takes me now and just try to find good balance between just like being a happy human being and going for these crazy career goals, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Have you read Jenna Fisher's book, her Actor Survival Guide?
I haven't read it. Is it good?
It's really good. It's probably like one of the best holistic acting books where she talks about the lifestyle side of things too. But she talks about how after The Office, she was sure it would be easy for her, but it still wasn't. It's always a grind. So it's awesome that you have that mindset and that discipline.
Yeah. I look at it like Monopoly now. Like that's like my life in terms of career is Monopoly. Like before it was like, all right, I'm going to pass go and I got to collect 200, like that serious. Like that's how focused I was. Now it's just like I'm doing this, I'm doing that, you know, I'm going to go today after. Like, I don't know, like if that makes sense.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah, way easier. So much less pressure on myself whether I audition or whatever, especially when I audition, my thoughts were like, this is your big break. You got to get this one. Like, that's what my thoughts were saying to me. Like, yeah, like, I don't know. So I've just changed my mindset since then.
Yeah, totally. How have you had the tenacity and the resourcefulness to be able to make your own opportunities from creating content online to short films to even the Amazon series? What has that looked like for you?
It's just all problem solving to me. Like, how do I get whatever it is that I want to do career wise? How do I get there? And for me, because I started so late, like you said, I needed to be able to do everything. I was like, there's kids coming out of like NYU, Juilliard, USC. Their parents are big producers and directors. I have nothing. So I'm like, I have none of the above. So for me, I'm like, I gotta be learning how to write, direct, produce, act. So it was all just like learning for me too. And I made a lot of projects when I first started that were really not good, but it was all like learning, you know? And so for me, I just think going and doing it and taking action is the best way to learn. And you always get something out of doing a project, no matter what, or doing a reading or doing an acting class or whatever it is, you get something out of it. So I just think the more proactive you are, you get, whether it's meeting somebody that leads to somebody else or whether it's just the experience, or you get something out of it. So that's why I was like proactive. That's big advice that I would give for sure.
Yeah. What would you say to someone who's thinking about creating their own content, but is maybe a little bit apprehensive to start?
I would say to do it. I would say to work through it and to do it. Simple as that. And to not worry about what the finished product is, because then you're just worried about expectations of the future. Just worry about the present and what do you have to do to make that project come to fruition or whatever it is that you want to make.
I'm curious, with your work ethic and your drive, is there any sort of mantra or favorite piece of advice that you always keep in mind?
It's changed now. I mean, I'm way more balanced in worrying about being happy as a person than I was before, to where it was like, I have to make it. That was my previous mindset. I'm huge into Ram Dass. I say that like all the time, especially in Clubhouse. But I like the quote where he says, we're all just walking each other home. I think that's a really cool quote. And that's what I would say. But also there's one other one, which is, I'd rather be free than be right, he says, which is really cool too. So I'm working towards being freer than living more in the system and stuff like that, if that makes sense.
What are you proudest of in your career so far?
I don't even think about it. I guess the best thing is just continuing to grow as a person. I think that's the coolest thing. And for me, it's like, I didn't get lost. There was like plenty of times that I could have gotten lost in the ego or in the quote unquote Hollywood lifestyle or whatever it may be. And I've actually, as time's gone on, I've found out more of my truer self and more who I am than less, which I actually have seen a lot of the opposite with certain people, which is cool. So I think I'm most proud that I'm discovering more of who I am as I've gone about my journey here.
Yeah, that's amazing. So many people are in the position that you were in, where you're just trying to make ends meet and you're working all these side jobs so you can take classes and go to auditions, but they still have their eyes focused ahead on their dreams. If you could talk to someone in that position, like giving advice to your younger self, what would you say?
I would give them the same advice that I told myself back then, which is you just need one break. Mm-hmm. That's it. You just need one thing to go your way. There's a million things that could go your way and you only need one of them to go your way to change your life. So just enjoy the process. I mean, I think back to those times when I was waiting, like I was a bartender at like a Kardashian party, just like, I don't like, I'm just taking out the trash and like doing stuff. And it was actually really fun. Like I look back, I think of throughout my whole journey and I can think from top to bottom, it was fun. So that's the other thing, is just enjoy the process. People get too hung up on like not being where they want to be. I think that's the thing, instead of, and that's again, just not being present. So just be present, enjoy the process. And just remember, you only need one thing to go your way.
Do you have any suggestions on how to get out of the goal-oriented mindset and to be more present and to focus on more of a holistic happiness versus how productive can I be? How much can I get done?
Yeah, because previously I was only reading books on acting and watching movies and that's it. And I was like, okay, I'm going to do that. And then I'm going to email the casting director list. And then like, that's all I was doing. And now I started reading books like The Power of Now, The Four Agreements, listening to Ram Dass lectures. Like I have to listen to 10 minutes of Ram Dass every day. I have to meditate for at least 10 minutes every day, twice a day. Like there's multiple things that I do, which has led me to finding balance, which I think is really, really important. I still do all the crazy stuff that I was doing before and the hustle and everything like that, but I'm just adding in this different side of spirituality, which has actually given me more perspective and made me a much better overall just actor, producer, everything, because I just feel like I have more perspective than I did before. Before I was so boxed into just being like, I really just thought I was an actor, producer, like that's it. I didn't see myself as like an actual human being.
How has developing kind of this more holistic sense of happiness and your goals for yourself changed your goals for the future?
I don't have my set goals for the future anymore. Like I still have these like little goals, to me they're little now, before they were everything. Like I had previously said I wanted to win an Emmy or not Oscar by 30, and then once you hit those goals, it's like shit, like what do I do now? Like it's like I did it now, like, so I still want to win an Oscar. I just throw it out there, why not? Like I literally just say in my head, like I still want to do it. But I think for me it's like my actual goal right now is to focus more on being present and to worry about taking care of myself and and being happy. I think that's the main thing. That's my goal, is to be happy. And by doing that, I need to stay focused on right now. So I do all the things that I need to do, and I'm still manifesting stuff for the future, but I don't focus at all on the future as well. Like I talked to you about, I'm still working on my craft. I'm still reaching out to people. I'm still developing new projects and auditioning, but I'm not by any means focused on I need to do something by this time, or I need none of that anymore for me.
That was my conversation with Jake. To check out his videos and latest projects, you can follow him on Instagram and TikTok at Jake Hunter Official. And if you love this episode, make sure to subscribe, because I'm going to have Jake back in the next few weeks to talk about balancing career with mental health. Until next time, remember you're loved, you matter, and you've got this.